No one really knows Ron Van Dam. He's an enigma wrapped in a mystery, cloaked in secrets, stuffed in between two pieces of French toast encased in a pancake, smothered in cheese and deep fried until golden brown, then duct taped into a rusty toolbox, packed into a used Amazon shipping container with gaffer's tape, and mailed overnight to a bunker in Siberia where it's kept in a locked vault, whose combination is known only to a mute priest with a bad memory. So yeah, he's sort of a keeps-to-himself kind of guy. You're listening to that man of mystery, Ron Van Dam, on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
You're lying on my arm.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, move over. You're lying on my arm. My arm fell asleep. Could you just move over? Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. Look, it's me. Come on. I am a little bit hoarse today. Yesterday I was a little bit elephant. The day before that I was a little bit tiger. But today I'm a little bit hoarse. I think I have allergies again, like every day of my life. Even my dog has allergies. She does. I feel so bad for her, but I can't do anything about it. How are you? Welcome to the program. I don't know what day of the week this is. It's not important. Oh, well, let's take a look at the news, because, like, there's nothing else to do. Mike Lindell, who is the president, CEO, and creator of MyPillow. Ooh. Ooh, you created a pillow. Come on. Apparently, and of course, he's a Trump supporter. He loves Trump. There's little pieces of duty stains on his lips. Mike Lindell apparently disclosed that FBI agents approached him a few days ago, or whenever, and confiscated his cell phone. Mike Lindell said that the FBI agents were very nice and very polite. At first, Lindell refused to give them a cell phone. Then he contacted his attorneys, and they said, yeah, you got to give them a cell phone. So he did. There's an investigation going on in Colorado, I believe it is, where there was some fraudulent voting going on by Republican somethings. So Lindell could have been involved and had information on his phone about it. So that was given up. You know, it's not the first time that a guy like Lindell has gotten in trouble, I'll tell you. At first, Mike Lindell thought that, they're arresting me probably because I removed the tags from the pillows. As I've said, that's an arrestable offense. It says right on the tag, do not remove tag from pillow under penalty of law. When you're a pillow manufacturer and you think you can remove your own pillow tags, apparently you can't, and they will confiscate your cell phone accordingly. Lindell, a message learned. If you're going to get involved in manufacturing, don't do it with pillows where that tag can be removed and you can be in a lot of trouble. I think Mike Lindell is one of the reasons that they created hell for a place for people like him to go to. Ooh, Ron, that was a bit extreme. Yeah, I know. It was done for dramatic effect, and you know, I mean, he is a jerk. Don't get me wrong, but you know, you gotta be dramatic. You gotta be dramatic, huh? Otherwise, who's gonna listen? I saw a commercial yesterday on TV for a thing called Golo. And I didn't know what that was. I thought it was a game the kids play around the swimming pool. Marco, Golo. Marco, Golo. But apparently it's not. It's an app that you find on your phone, and it helps you lose weight. And for the longest time, I couldn't figure out how can an app on a phone help you lose weight unless you take the phone and shove it in your mouth so you can't eat. Which is not a bad idea. It would stop me from eating or ever wanting to put anything in my mouth again. But I don't think that's how Golo actually works. So I did some investigative reporting. In other words, I went to Google. In-depth investigating reporter by filling in the box on the Google screen. And what I found out was Golo is indeed an app. And what it does is it educates you on what foods you should eat or shouldn't eat depending on your body type. And I think there's only one body type that goes to Golo, and that would be fat. What kind of body type are you? I'm fat. I'm okay. So I guess I think you pay for the Golo thing. I think so. That's how they make money. And then they try to sell you, and I did not know this, and this is according to my Google Investigations Incorporated. They try to sell you this thing that you're supposed to take on a regular basis, and it's got a secret ingredient in it, and it helps balance your insulin and how you burn fat and your testosterone and your millicomies and your popotopals and your flipodigas, all those chemical words. But apparently, according to Golo, the reason that you get fat is not because you eat too much. It's that you have an imbalance. You are not balanced. There's something wrong with you mentally. Which is probably true, but has nothing to do with this. So, yeah, you're supposed to. So it's this miracle thing, and they do not divulge what the secret ingredient is in this little thing that you ingest. Apparently, and I did some more investigative reporting on the international Google scene, and I found out this is not supported by the FDA, the FBI, the AAA, nothing, no, IUD, all those things do not support these findings because, that's it. And apparently, you got to watch out when these companies say that they've done their own research and they found it to be completely safe and incredibly effective. This research was done by them, bankrolled by them. So is this an impartial panel that judged the effectiveness of this Golo pill? No, it was the Golo people. We are Golo people. That's where the little buzzer goes off of mistrust. Come on, man. But apparently people are claiming I've lost a lot of weight on Golo. I don't. Here's the deal. If you eat the proper foods and you exercise regularly, you're probably going to lose weight just by doing that. It's not the Golo pill necessarily or the Golo app. It's just eat the proper foods and shut up. Most of weight gain through my, again, extensive research through the Google International Research Foundation, I have found that eating is a pastime as opposed to a necessity. And it's true. The more you watch TV, the more you consume. The more you go to the movies, the more popcorn and junk you eat. It's true. It's part of it. It's like going to a baseball game and not having a hot dog. By the way, hot dogs at the baseball stadiums, they're about $2,000 per hot dog. And that's not the worst part. When you get the hot dog from the hot dog vendor who's walking around with a lot of hot dogs pinned to a metal case in his crotch area. Hey, hot dogs here. Get your hot dogs here. Hey, get your hot dogs here. Why do those hot dog vendors, why can they never talk properly? Why does it always sound like they're from a tenement house somewhere? Hey, get your hot dog. Hey, what the hell I'm doing here? Get your hot dogs here. Hey, get your hot dogs here. Why do they sound so moronic? You never hear a sophisticated hot dog salesman at a ballpark.
Excuse me now. Could you get your hot dogs? Yeah, they're actually very tasty and quite enjoyable. So hey, I have a hot dog here for you. If you would care to raise your hand, I will give you a hot dog because I am vending them today. On a beautiful ballpark day. Hot dogs. I say hot dogs over here. I have hot dogs.
You don't have that. And then if you get a hot dog and you're about 20 seats in, by the time you get the hot dog, you're passing money down the line. Hopefully it gets to the hot dog vendor. And then they take a hot dog out and then they hand it to 20 filthy people who finally hand you your hot dog 20 seats in. The whole experience is, well, Ron, it's a ballpark. I mean, that's what a ballpark is. Oh, please. Stop with your stupid excuses. Come on. Anyway, what the hell was I talking about? How did I get to hot dogs? Oh, you got to eat properly. You got to eat properly. You can't shove food in your mouth 24 hours a day. And that's what does it. That's what does it. You're putting so much food into your body that your body has no chance to burn these calories or whatever. And if you're eating foods, it's just sugar and junk and flour and wheat and stuff. I mean, that's not going to work either. That all breaks down into sugar, and sugar will cause you to have convulsions of sugar. So, you know, here's what you should do. Get one of those, I think it's called Premier Protein or something, or one of the Boost. They have these little containers of liquid, and it has like 30 grams of protein in it, and it's got all the vitamins. It helps your immune system. You drink one of those a day and have a piece of kale, and I think you're good. I mean, I don't suggest that you do that, but damn it, you will lose weight. I guarantee you. There's also intravenous. You could do that. I wouldn't suggest you stick tubes into yourself, but it would work. Disclaimer, don't do that. Disclaimer, don't do that. All right. And by the way, we're going to be speaking a little bit later to an expert on cleaning supplies, and you would say, Ron, what are you selling, Amway products now? Have things gotten that desperate? Have you reached a new low? Are we playing the limbo pole, like close to the ground now? What are we doing? No, it's not that. I'm not selling you chemicals. The idea is to keep your children away from the chemicals in your house. We don't think about that stuff. But we're going to talk about it today later on the program. If that doesn't excite you and keep you glued to this episode, I don't know what will. Therefore, I don't know what will. My. Getting back to Mike Lindell, because I'm all over the place when I do this show. He is an avid Trump supporter, and whether you agree with Trump or not, they're all a bunch of assholes. So I think Trump supporters actually admit that they like Trump because he's an asshole. I think that's really the theory. Okay, whatever. Would you have liked to be brought up in a family where your father acted like an asshole to you? Would that be a successful, supportive kind of action? No. Anyway, I bought my pillow before I knew who he was. I did, and actually, it was quite comfortable for about 3 hours, and then it started to be not. The MyPillow got all shapeless, and they say you can take the MyPillow and put it in the washing machine and wash it, and it'll fluff it up and be fine, just like new. Not the case. Not the case at all. The MyPillow is such a stupid product that if you do remove the tag, they won't even bother arresting you. Where'd they come up with a name for that thing? Sitting around a boardroom or something? What should we call our pillow? Mike's Pillow? That sounds good. That makes it familiar. No, why don't we just call it MyPillow? Hey, where the hell's MyPillow? Oh, good brand name. Okay. Anybody got that name? No? Okay. Is there a MyPillow.com previously? No? Okay, let's do MyPillow. Well, it sounds a little moronic. Yeah, but it gets to the point. Where the hell is MyPillow? Oh, brand name. Anyway. You think I'm kidding, don't you? All right. My guest is going to join us pretty soon. I think you're going to find it very, very revealing because I think my guest will not be wearing any clothing. But this doesn't matter because you're listening to it. You're not watching it. I could literally do this show naked and it wouldn't matter unless I mentioned that I was doing this show naked. Then it would. You know, people would actually stop their children from listening to this show if they thought that I was doing the show naked, even though you can't see me. Well, I'm doing the show completely clothed, and children shouldn't be listening to this show anyway, so I think we've got everything covered here. I mean, literally, it's covered. All right, I'm getting a little concerned. This is the last thing I'll talk about, then I'll let you go. I'm getting a little concerned about this climate change thing. It used to be global warming, but then people like Trump in the middle of the winter, they said when it was like 0 degrees outside, global warming, it's freezing outside. They just didn't get it. You didn't get the concept and didn't expect that you would. So we had to change the title of the thing to climate change. And that's really more accurate because the climate is indeed changing. And if you think it's not, then, you're not very intelligent. Because the Earth is falling apart. Does it do it on a cyclical basis? Does this happen every, 2,000 years? Perhaps. Not the point. The point is, things aren't good environmentally. It's like 80 degrees outside. It's the middle of September. The hell? When I was a kid, September was like wearing a sweater. I don't understand it. Anyway, there's nothing I can do about it, you know. I mean, I know with the internet and everything, we store things in the cloud. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe the clouds are just full of storage. And they can't rain anymore. Or when they do, I mean, I think we're screwing up the clouds. This internet thing has just screwed everything up. Oh, it really has. You don't have to write things down anymore because it's stored in the cloud. I don't have a ladder that high. Here, can you retrieve your records? I got to wait for the cloud to come by. There's no clouds out today. Oh, God. All right. I guess I have to wait. We found a new way of shaming people, a new way of dividing ourselves. Well, I thought the idea was that we could all come together socially and feel like we were more of a community and a closely knitted world. No, the opposite happened. It divided all of us. It made us argue. It made us shame the people that we don't agree with. So the internet is used to be divisive. It's just another tool to screw things up. See, here's what you don't understand about society. You're better off when you don't connect. I'm not going back to the older days before there was internet and computers and crap like that. But I'm telling you, the simpler life was the happier life. The complicated, I've got to know everything that everybody's doing and hear everybody's opinion 24/7, is the stressful life. It's not the better life. You thought it would be. You were wrong. It was the opposite. What are you going to do, huh? All right. My guest is going to join us momentarily, but first we have a commercial word for you and then more program. So please, I ask you, don't go anywhere.
Ready for your next good time out with friends? Then come to karaoke night at that bar near your house. Grab the mic and belt out your favorites, or grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the show. You'll see things like 12 drunk girls singing Love Shack, all in different keys. Check out the nice old lady who only performs Patsy Cline tunes, and her gray-haired gentleman partner, who apparently only knows Sinatra. Feel the love and warmth of a heartfelt ballad sung by a young man with a beautiful soprano voice who hasn't come out to his parents yet. Thrill to frat boys jacked up on tequila shots and Red Bull trying to pull off 90s gangster rap, or that Fall Down, Get Up Again song by Chumbawamba. And clap along to that one girl who auditioned for American Idol once, singing like she's auditioning for American Idol. All this and more musical notes never before performed by a human voice at karaoke night at that bar near your house. Not too far to drive, just a little too far to walk. We'll see you there.
Good morning, Ron.
Hello, Ron.
Hello, everybody. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Very well, thanks.
Great. Doreen Kreppy joins us. She's president of Safe Kids Worldwide, and Brian Sansoni of American Cleaning Institute. We're talking about, thanks for being with us, by the way, first of all. We're talking about tips to create a safer home for your child. When I think of that, I think of blocking off the stairs so they don't fall down and putting a cover on your electrical outlet. But there, it gets a little bit more involved than that, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, especially we're so busy in this day and age. You know, especially if we have kids, kids are back to school. We're running them here and there, and if we have little ones,
yeah.
It's so important to keep everyday products like cleaning products, detergents, out of sight and out of the reach of children. And one particular trend that we've noticed as of late has to do with these home organization trends that are on the rise. And
mm-hmm.
people like to show off their nice laundry rooms or shelves. And
yes.
one thing in particular that we've seen, even in some home organization magazines and websites, is taking products like liquid laundry detergent packets, taking them out of their original containers and putting them in clear jars or containers, and people will take pictures of them and put them on Pinterest or Instagram.
That's
really unsafe, especially if there's curious kids in the house. And you don't want to invite accidents to happen. So that's why you keep the products in their original containers, keep them out of sight, out of the reach of children.
Yeah, I mean, even out of the reach of adults sometimes, but that's not where we're talking today. But it's amazing to me that the cleaning materials just haven't, we're kind of lucky that they're not as abused as much as they are, although now they are kind of seriously again. Have you found that to be a trend where, I mean, we're talking about not necessarily babies and five-year-olds, we're talking about teenagers sometimes, aren't we?
Yeah,
that's happened sometimes, right, Doreen?
Yes, and I would say, you know, again, you know, kids are curious no matter what age they are, and they're learning how to experiment. There's so much out here for them to do that with, and that's why it's important that we, you know, keep these packets, keep our cleaning supplies out of sight, out of reach of children. And I love your part earlier about adults, too.
Yeah.
But today we're talking about kids, and it's Baby Safety Month. And it's an important time to just do a routine safety check of our homes and making sure that if we're not keeping them up and away and out of sight and designating a spot for them, we do it now.
Is it difficult to do that? Is it as simple as putting them in the closet and putting one of those child safety latches on it? I mean, is that all it really takes?
I think it takes being on the same accord in the home, mm-hmm. As adults, that we're going to designate a spot where we're going to keep all of our cleaning products. We're going to keep our home as safe as we can. I think what's important is that understanding what it can do to harm a child. And if a child does access it, the most important thing we can do is stay calm. Remember, we don't have to rush out the house to the emergency room. We can contact the poison control hotline, mm-hmm. which is 1-800-222-1222. And that's an important number to just lock in our phone should an emergency occur.
Okay. I remember when I was a kid, they actually had that on the front page of the phone books. Nobody knows what a phone book is anymore, but it was, they used to have them. And that was on the front all the time. It was accessible, and you could call, and in 2 seconds, someone would pick up the phone. Unfortunately, now I'm afraid I'm going to get a robocall response. I don't know. It's a little depressing, but I guess common sense kind of rules the day, doesn't it?
It does, and knowledge is power, and I will tell you that at safekids.org, we have lots of tips, lots of checklists mm-hmm. for parents to really understand how to, you know, keep their home safe and what they can do should, as I mentioned, with the poison control number mm-hmm. happens. We also have, through the American Cleaning Institute, packetsup.com that have a lot of great safety information as well.
Okay. A lot of some of the bottles, actually, you have to maneuver them a little bit to open them. I remember when I was a kid, all the pills were accessible. Now they got the child cap things where even seniors can't even open that thing. But there are a lot of measures that have been put into place.
There has, and you know, we go from one extreme to the next because we're trying to make products safer and keeping them child-proof for kids. But then when we get into our older population, we're seeing that it's harder for them to open. And so there are ways that most families can ask for it. I don't know if you've seen those new bottle caps where you line it up and you can open it. So
exactly.
Can make it easier.
Yeah. Brian, you talked about those little laundry packet things and dishwasher packets that you put in the dishwasher. Those kind of look like candy sometimes. There's even like a little swirl thing to make it attractive. That looks kind of weird to me.
You know, there are products of all shapes and sizes, all different colors. If you go down your grocery store aisles, and you know, we've had colorful products on the shelves for over a century, mm-hmm. but kids are curious about anything. So no matter kind of what color it is. So that's why it's really important. If you're doing that load of laundry, whatever kind of detergent you're using, don't leave that liquid laundry packet unattended.
Right.
Don't be distracted by the phone call. Just go ahead and put the detergent into the washing machine.
Yeah.
So that way your child is, does not focus his or her attention on that.
Yeah.
So it's just important to keep that. Take a second for safety when you're cleaning, when you're doing the laundry.
Sure.
If you can do it without the kids around, that's great. We often don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
But, you know, just make sure you're paying attention to the task at hand and you're keeping your home and your children safe.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned one of the simplest things in the world is you keep cleaning supplies usually under the sink, which is extremely visible and practical for children, just to open up the cabinet at their height under the sink, and they got a Disney world of dangerous chemicals. I mean, it's as simple as putting them in a higher place, right?
That's right. That's ideal. If you do have those products underneath, you really need to have that child safety lock there, especially with little kids running around the house.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure there's a long list of ideas that people haven't thought of and tips. Where do they go for that, Taryn?
Yes, please. We encourage you to go to safekids.org and packetsup.com. And remember to store the poison control hotline number in your phone, 1-800-222-1222. And also put it on a magnet on your refrigerator.
Yeah, there's a good idea right there. All right. It's been a pleasure speaking to the both of you. Go forth and spread the word. Thank you so much for being here today. Well, that'll do it for me today. Thank you to my guests. That was very interesting and just commonsensical, I guess. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program, at which time we'll reconvene. But until that time arrives, make it a wonderful day, and I wish you peace.